This is Sierra at IT5 with a special announcement. The following episode is our Supersize Season 3 finale, a 7th Optimister size thank you to our supporters on Maximum Fun for making this season possible. Can't live without Zix in the off-season? Same, same. Consider becoming a Max Fun member, where you'll get enough great bonus content to keep you all dusted up until Season 4, with brand new mailbags, live episodes, and more in the coming weeks. And now, enjoy the final episode of Season 3.
Well, we're back where we started, in Hollowood, and in a chuckload of trouble. Our intrepid crew has worked tirelessly for months, assembling the pieces of a new insurgency to defeat Emperor Nermod Bundeloy. But their time has run out. In a crowded Hollowood courtroom, the Bargerian Jade awaits the verdict in her trial for financial murder. C-53 has encountered a critical error, and the birth of Dar's offspring is imminent. The fabled Zemas have proven to be little help, and the evil Sparks Knights grow in power every day. Even AJ's tube has broken. Now, Papa Plekdexeter must gather his courage, his friends, and his Dinglehopper and take down the Emperor before it's too late. Will he fulfill his destiny at last? The answers await them on their mission to Zix.
Dar's in labor? Dar, how you doing? Yeah.
Dar,
Mr. Robot Man is...
Stop turning him on. Whenever you turn him on, it's the same thing.
I'm turning him off and then turning him on.
That doesn't always work.
What, Dar?
What can I get?
We
what can
need
I get for you?
C.
I mean,
C edited his protocol so he could deliver the sentient, and now he can't.
I know.
I don't...
AJ, stop turning... No, turn him off.
Alright, yeah, sorry. He's the only one that knows what to do.
I know.
Dar, how's it going? How you feeling?
I need you to come closer.
Both of us, or?
Both of you.
Okay.
Closer.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Dar, it's...
Just one tiny step closer.
Okay, alright. Yeah.
Grab.
Hey, move out!
I want you both to know... this pain you're feeling right now, as I squeeze your tight tellurian bodies, is nothing compared to how I'm feeling right now.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Dar, listen, we are here for you. Anything you need besides doing that again, we will be here for you to do it.
Oh, hey, guys, you don't see there's like a courtroom outside the window? Usually it's space.
What?
But now it's a courtroom.
Is that Sammo and Wink out there?
Who?
They're old friends. Are they having the trial already? I feel like they just arrested Bargy. How did they get
this? This is crazy. It's like everything's going wrong.
AJ, you...
Hey, what? I'm just supposed to smile and be quiet, so don't even say my name.
Okay, all right.
Oh, there's a knock.
Oh, boy. Bargy, can you open the hatch?
All right, but I'm doing it really silently.
That was pretty much the same volume as always.
That klaxon is just rough.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello. I am doula for Dar.
You're Dar's doula?
Oh, hello.
I'm Dar's doula.
Great. Dar. Yeah, come on in.
Dar, your doula's here!
Okay, AJ, just relax. It's supposed to be a call.
Oh, wow. Is anyone else really... getting hot.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Dar, I've been sent here to see you when you are about to have your child.
Is it supposed to feel this way?
Yes. Horror, the worst pain you've ever had in your life.
She's good.
The pain inside the blob, the hole that would be right inside of you and never bring back together.
What's blob?
I think she said blood.
Beautiful.
It progresses to that.
Think of the pain you never wanted, okay. And then think of it happening five times.
It's so beautiful when you really think about it. It's just beautiful.
Oh. AJ, you're not being helpful right now.
Papa, I feel so powerless right now.
I know. Me too, AJ.
Everything bad is happening.
Now breathe like me, okay, now?
Okay.
Follow my breath.
Your breath? By the way, doula.
My name is Horse Hat.
Horse Hat?
You know, AJ, I gotta say, everything is so crazy right now that I really expected Horse Hat to have, like, a weird name, but, I mean, it was just kind of a relief to hear, like, a normal,
it's just like,
common name.
Finally, some normalcy, thank
yeah.
God.
Horse Hat.
It's just like, it's the weird thing.
You just need something to hold
like,
on to that's like, oh, at least her name is Horse
massive
Hat.
Massive blob of tentacles is named Horse Hat.
And then go, like a cat.
What? I'm sorry. Okay, Horse Hat, who sent you?
I did parent.
No, I did not request you, so I don't know why you're here.
They're very small. Very small.
Oh, the lizard.
Yes, the lizard. It was a
Nermit,
lizard.
AJ, Nermit. Okay. We say it like six times a mission.
And the lizard said, take care of my door, for there is only one door. Now, where are the knives?
Okay, all right. Listen.
I need thing that is sharp.
Oh.
Give it to me.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, you know, Horse Hat, when wielded correctly, the Dingle Hopper can be a formidable weapon.
Ooh,
sharp
I'm going to bite down on that.
Oh, no, yeah. No. Oh,
yeah, it's all right. Papa hasn't gotten it to really work. Remember when Marv could make it glow and it was awesome?
Okay, I made it glow when I freed Korbalevor from his bonds of space.
Yeah, but that was like an evil thing.
Star, I'm going to go up one of your flaps right now.
Oh, my
God. Oh, boy.
Look at her go.
Well, honestly, I hope this means that Horse Hat can just pull the being right out and we don't have to waste any more time with labor.
Papa, I got another knock. Yo, Barge, can you just another crickety crack of the door?
I'm looking innocent right now.
Okay, Bargey.
Fine, opening up my hatch.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Nermit.
Hey.
Papa Dexter, we have an incoming...
No,
the
I'm
lizard
here.
That...
I'm here.
Right, but we always say that.
I know, you'd say that when I call.
Okay, Nermit.
Hi.
Great to see you.
I had to come because Dar's in labor. And, guys, I don't know if a trial is going well out there.
Hey, Nermit. Labor is such a breeze. How are you?
Keep your distance, Nermit. Dar is very hot right now.
No, hot stuff is my chill zone.
What do you mean?
Like, that's how I chill out, remember on Gilgamesh?
Uh-huh.
In my chill zone. It's like my heat rock.
I heard this song.
It's
I
a
wasn't
song.
A fan, honestly.
In my chill zone. Okay, I got three collated copies of the birth plan that I watched.
Here's fire. Yep. Extinguisher time, baby. Let's
okay.
is Horse Hat here?
Yeah, Horse Hat's... Horse Hat's actually inside Dar right now.
Yeah, at the moment, Horse Hat's just rooting around.
You can see Horse Hat just kind of like swimming around in there.
Right, here's one singed copy of the birth plan for Horse Hat. Here's one for you, Dar, and I have one. Okay, we're going to start on page one.
What a nerd, am I right?
I found a book.
Oh,
a book?
You have been keeping books inside of you?
Wait, no, those are just my bodice rippers.
Oh, Dar, you shouldn't keep those inside your body.
Being from coming out.
And are probably overdue from the library.
Yeah, we should return those.
I think I should turn the robot back on, right?
No, stop. No, stop.
So what do you think, Robot Man? What should we do?
Stop. Stop turning on C-53. All right, Dar, Nermit, and Horse Hat. Listen, you know, AJ and I are going to go try to fix C-53. Let us know if you need anything, okay?
Okay.
I'm going.
Listen, AJ, C-53 edited his own root code. That's not something that an off-and-on burger can switch.
Yeah, I mean, I totally know what root code is.
Okay, listen, this is the Midnight Shadow. There's probably like a, I don't know, like a service number or something on there we can call.
Oh, yeah, here it is, the Bronchus Cybernetics code. Okay.
You've freed, shrunk, cybernetic.
We got through.
I can hear it, AJ.
Please ensure that you have the original packaging. Please take issues with your frame after the tone.
Okay. Hello. Sorry. Hello. AJ here.
No, AJ, just...
Nah, yeah. It's our friend, Mr. Robot Man. He's in...
Connecting you now.
Okay. Hey there, Ted Ronka here. What can I do for you for?
Whoa. What? Is the representative Ted Ronka?
Yeah, well, anytime the algorithm can't figure out what the heck you're trying to say, they send it to me. It only happens about 2 times a year, so, hey, good for you.
Hey, wow. Great.
Hope nothing's going too wrong. What can I do for you?
Oh, wow. Well, so Dar's pregnant, and Bargy got arrested on trial on Pump Up the Justice.
All right, sir, you're going to have to tell your son to get out of the room.
I'm a man.
Okay. All right, AJ, you were 5 years old. Can you hand me the communicator, please?
I don't want to.
Okay, just...
Fine!
Mr. Ronka, we have a very important droid here in a Midnight Shadow frame.
Wow, you got yourselves a hold of the Midnight Shadow?
Did you say the Midnight Shadow?
Yeah, there's only one.
Oh, wow.
We auctioned it for charity.
Oh, who did you sell it to?
I don't remember.
Listen... Mr. Ronka...
No, we're friends. You can call me Ted.
Okay, sure. Fair enough. We're having some issues with our C-Series. Okay. Maybe you could take a listen?
Yeah, sure. Has somebody been messing with the root code on this?
Wow, you were able to diagnose that just by hearing the gibberish coming out of his mouth?
It's not called the Ronka Cybernetics Corporation for nothing. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
I mean, you might as well throw the cube away. There's no fixing that problem.
Okay, we're not...
It's finito.
Okay. We're not throwing away the cube, but, you know, if there's anything else that we can... Any other options...
Thank you so much for connecting with Mr. Ronka Cybernetics. Please rate your experience in a small quiz following the tone.
Okay. Hello, AJ here. Oh, sorry. Hello.
Dar, I made a compilation of actual birth videos. So what you're about to see are the moment the sentients pop out.
Because
that's where we're trying to get to. So you're going to watch this.
1, 2, 3, 4. Look like we're in the crew.
Oh, yeah. I put this upbeat music to it because, like, it was just constant screams in these videos.
Oh, my rod. Did you see how that sentient... obliterated its parent?
Well, that was a flarn. You don't want to... It's the flarn.
It was like a husk.
The mother flarn is obliterated upon birth of a baby flarn, obviously, but that's just...
Whoa, what is that one doing?
Oh, that's one where the parent is born. It's very complicated.
Oh, Papa, I know what we should do.
Okay.
We should do what we do with my laser rifle jams. I stick it in my face and I blow on it.
You put your gun in your mouth?
I don't put it in my mouth, Papa. That'd be dumb. I stick it right up to my face, and I blow on it.
No, AJ, don't.
I'm going to do it. Okay. I promise it'll work.
No, AJ, don't, please. Oh, AJ, do not do that.
It's like a laser gun.
No.
AJ.
No.
C-53? Yeah. Yes.
What just happened?
I blew on the cube.
Why? How did that...
Thank you for that.
You got it, Mr. Robot Man.
Okay, I have a lot of questions. First of all, your helmet is still on. How did that work?
Yeah, I have a compressed air feature on my helmet. Miss Janelle got it installed so we could all blow out our birthday candles.
AJ, that is adorable. And
also in combat, if somebody gets too close, I can blow their eyeball out.
Really?
Yeah, but we mainly use it for birthday candles.
Okay. Listen, C-53, I'm really glad you're back. What happened?
Well, sometimes, particles get lodged in the data lattice. You remember when we went in the pool at Angelina's retreat?
Yeah.
I think I might have gotten some pee on my cube.
Some pee?
That's nasty.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. A good blow of compressed air can actually clear out a cube.
You mean, so it wasn't the root code?
No, I know what I'm doing. What am I? Chucking it in.
No.
Papa, come on.
Wait, what's that sound?
Oh, Dar's gone into labor.
Oh, my gosh.
Hurry up to speed. Dar's gone into labor. Bargy's been arrested. We're in a courtroom right now.
Okay, now, Nervous, I need you to give me your tiny, tiny hand.
It's normal size, yeah.
Dar, I need you to give me your bigger, strong, strong, passionate hand.
Sure.
And I will be the center fuse. Put your pain onto me. I will use it to bring out the sentient being.
Oh, I don't know, Dar. That seems like a lot. You're giving a lot to Horse Hamper. I can dial it back a little. Those tentacles are throbbing. Oh, boy. Oh, my rod. Whoa, I think Horse Hat just... Nope.
No. There's so many little horse hats.
Oh, boy, it's like dozens of scurrying horse hats.
Nermit,
I interviewed so many doulas, and I feel like I really, really, really am glad I held out for Horse Hat. This is the best in the biz. A lot of doulas, when they explode, they're just done for. Horse Hat, no, turns into many, many smaller horse hats and reassembles.
Okay, so I guess I should come clean that labor is actually quite painful.
Dar, it's okay. You can do this. I'm here for you, and I know there's a chance the kid's not going to look like me, but I don't care, because I love you.
Well, I love...
I'm a sample!
Sounds like it's going pretty well in there.
Yeah, only a couple of explosions. It's pretty good.
That's good.
We should go help them.
Yeah, okay. Listen, guys, let's just take a breath. We'll go in there calm, and we'll, just try to help out whatever...
That is a very small doula.
She was bigger before, pretty sure.
Exploded into many little horse hats. I need to be returned to the horse hat.
Okay, yeah, sure. This is a, like, are you not familiar with the tentaculon?
No, I'm not. This is a tentaculon?
Yeah.
Okay.
This tentaculon has experienced great physical stress, so they split, and then they have to reintegrate, so...
Okay, they're going to their final movement.
Whoa!
Boy,
look at Dar. Wow.
Okay.
Holy chuck, you look awesome.
Good cover, Agent.
Oh, thank you. Nice. That's very nice.
You're so close, Dar. You can do it. I know it. I believe in you.
Okay, everybody. Oh. Thank you for joining me.
Sorry.
Took you long enough.
I was busy.
Always busy.
Can you fight about this later?
Just do me a solid and get back inside of me.
All right, fine.
Listen, a doula this good is not going to not be a diva.
Okay, let's get it out.
Allow me to engage the medical protocols that I've been saving for this particular occasion.
Oh, good. Oh. Wow, gloves just sort of appeared on your hands.
Not only that, I've actually reset the parameters of my cloaking field to create a soft energy netting that will catch whatever comes out of Dark. I feel that's probably a better option than my cold, hard hands.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. That's incredible. You're able to do that?
Sure, I can't cloak. I'd have to go back into the root code to set that up again. But I think for now, it's the right move.
I think I'm ready.
Now I need assistance with sharp object to go up her hyphunken and take out the oog.
Very good. I am thinking this is just power for the oog.
Wow, C53. How did you make that incision?
You mess around with the source code, you get a lot of functionality out of the dimension.
Okay, the oog is out. You can sell this. You can get a lot of croon from the oog. Dar, you tell us which way to go.
In the top left.
Nope.
Shoot.
Empty.
No. Oh, boy.
Nope, sorry. Center left.
No, sorry, Dar. This is just one of your bodice rippers.
Oh, Dar, you gotta get those out of there.
That one was actually really good.
Oh, where, Dar?
Same spot.
Okay.
Oh, rush.
It's coming out. it behind you, the baby.
Oh,
Dar.
So cute.
They're beautiful.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Dar, congratulations.
Thank you. I can't believe something so small was inside of me.
Well, especially because you were, you know, gigantic.
I did.
Amazing. Mermit,
just I... just like you.
Mermit, yeah. Would you like to hold them?
Can I?
I would love if you wanted to.
Oh, of course.
I will hand it to you!
Oh, wow. Nermit, this is incredible. The baby looks just like Dar, but it's the size of a baby lurd.
That's so small.
I mean, wow. You think you can imagine what this moment's going to feel like? And then it's just, it's so much bigger.
Nermit, it's not like you, because it's the exact same shape and size as Dar.
Okay,
so
AJ.
It's probably Dar's species and not any of
don't
Nermit.
Don't rub it in, AJ.
Well, it's not. It's not Nermit's, is what I'm saying.
Just be quiet.
Maybe just be cool about it.
Nermit, you may not biologically be the parent, but I would really like you to be, you know.
Yeah, what?
I would love if you would co-parent with me.
What? Of course.
It's so nice.
I mean, Dar, to be honest, I don't know if I can promise I'll be
cool
dad.
It's okay,
after all.
Nermit. I know.
But what are you thinking in terms of names?
Well, I've always really loved the name Horse Hat.
Wait, really? You're going to name the baby after the doula?
Oh, no. I actually already had picked out the name Horse Hat. So
that's a very common
just
name.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah.
It's just such a beautiful name.
Wow, this is really nice. But I gotta say, I thought it was gonna be that little bean with the arms and legs.
You mean Beano?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I thought Dar was gonna have Beano.
No, you know, Dar was pregnant
Dar
with
I thought
a child.
Was gonna have Beano, and I was gonna be like,
why did?
You know?
Why did you think that?
Wait, yeah. Why were you gonna be like 12?
AJ, where did you learn that?
Where are you getting these words?
You crossed your legs and did a spin?
AJ, I just don't. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I did envelop Beano.
Yes,
right.
Dar did put Beano inside of them.
Yeah, Beano was right. Beano was so hot. Oh, the only place that Beano could go was inside Dar.
Did someone say
Beano?
Beano!
It's got nipples?
Yeah.
Just crawled out of the baby's mouth.
Whoa.
Beano love it.
I have to agree with AJ. That's a twist.
Beano love a good twist.
Swim.
AJ, calm down.
AJ.
Beano was birthed out from the giant.
Wow.
Hey, Papa, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Is really freaky. It's got eyes and arms and legs.
Yeah.
And nipples. What's with that?
Yeah.
Wait, did someone say bean with nipples?
Barty.
Beano.
It's Beano.
Beano.
Barty, my favorite client. You look beautiful.
Oh. Things have got real jacked up since you left, Beano. We miss you so much.
Beano loved Bargie, and Beano loved the crew, and Beano loved the story of Beano.
Okay.
Beano, we're glad you're back.
Yeah.
Beano back. Horse Hat's born. Crew's all together. Nothing's gonna be better. Beano love it!
I'm so happy that you... Oh, hold on! Shut your jacking mouth! You're giving me a verdict!
Oh, no!
I yelled that out loud, by the way.
Hello there, viewers at home. Welcome back to Pump Up the Justice, and we have the what? Verdict coming on in hot, coming in real. Now let's cut to a shot of 7,452,642 ballots we printed out. Waste of paper, yes, but exciting to look at. Chuck, yes. Okay, now the verdict is... Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa! It's innocent!
Oh, yeah, not liable!
What?
Gwynnin!
What? How is that
Possibly. Wow. I'm gonna cut my hair.
After everything we heard, I'm innocent. Okay, I'm innocent. I'm definitely innocent. I'm 100% innocent.
Barge, what do you say?
All I gotta say is, juck everybody here for making me go through this.
Barge, that hurts my feelings a little.
But also, I love to work with all of you. It's some coupons to Shea by Jay. This mother juck of me is innocent.
Well, a slow clap in the gallery.
It's me!
Phenom Pennyworth.
Phenom Pennyworth? You were ejected from the courtroom!
That's right, but I'm back. And I'm not Phenom Pennyworth. I'm actually...
Oh, okay, this mask is...
I could call makeup if that...
No! Hold on. It's me, Emperor Nermit Bundeloy, guys!
Oh, no.
Oh, play acting is so fun.
Twist!
It is a twist. A twist worthy of Hollywood.
Well, he's
Bargie,
got that right.
I want to congratulate you.
Wowie! A surprise verdict of not guilty followed by a cameo of none other than the Emperor himself? This has been quite an episode of the Justice.
I want to congratulate you. In fact, I want to throw you a not guilty party on my planet, Crusher.
Oh, die.
No, I insist. In fact, all my forces are coming to escort you right now. That's it for the Emperor. Yo, you don't have a choice. No.
The Emperor of the Galaxy leads out the acquitted? Personally? What's that? And don't touch that hollow dial, because coming up next, Tornado Lawyer Scritchy will regurgitate famed learned lawyer Denzio Tilfin.
Do you even have lawyers? We don't know! Yes, Glintz. Torch open that hatch. Bring the miscreants out.
All right.
You're not asking. Who are you talking to? Just burn a hole through the hatch.
All right, hatch, get down to the ground.
No.
Hatch, get down to the ground. Let's do this.
Torch through it.
Hatch, get down to the ground. Four to you, hatch. Get
shucking
down to the ground.
Idiots.
Let's form a perimeter, guys.
What?
All right, guys. Form
why?
A hatch, get down to the ground.
Stupid freak, give me the torch.
Whoa, don't point that thing at me, okay? I'm not guilty, huh? If you want me to open my hatch, just ask. Okay, there you go. Opening
no,
up my
Margie,
hatch.
Don't.
That's all it took.
Margie.
You heard it closed.
Thanks, Margie.
Clint, seize them immediately.
Well. You find yourselves at the mercy of not only I, Head Tony Bordoff.
Right.
Sycophant.
Sycophant.
No,
I'm pretty sure it's Sycophant.
You're sure you're wrong. But also, at the mercy of His Excellency, Emperor Nermit Bundeloy. Look around you. Look at this throne room inside the planet Crusher.
I actually have a question.
Yes.
This planet Crusher is the size of, like, a gas supergiant.
Yes.
So what's the rest of the... It can't all be shit.
It's just empty.
It's all...
Middle?
Well, I mean, it has to fit a planet crusher in it.
I'm saying,
yes.
What part of this ship is...
Yes, it's the top or, like, the back.
This is sort of the left... We're in the left back-ish side.
The left?
Yes.
Why aren't the walls curved? Shouldn't the walls be curved?
Well, no.
I'm so sorry to be this type of parent, but... Could you talk a little quieter? I finally got Horsehead to sleep.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Be prepared to kneel before His Eminence.
I'm a ship. I can't kneel.
And also, I shouldn't right now because I did just give birth to twins.
Oh, right.
So.
You should. No. These. Yes. Just rock your baby.
I love kneeling. Bino, love kneeling. Bino, love it. Look at Bino kneel.
Bino, that's not necessary.
Behold this normal Tellurian-sized door to this giant room.
Looks almost absurd compared to the size of the room.
I mean, it is.
Watch it open and watch
the bigness himself. Enter!
Okay.
Hey, gang. What a trip it's been.
It's...
You guys. You had me kind of peeved.
Yeah?
Where are you? What's going on?
If you could just watch your tone.
Oh, absolutely. I've had kids, so I get it.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Want Bino. Bino's very impressionable. He'll imprint on anything, and I just... I don't want him to pick up this language.
It's funny you should mention... What do you call it?
Bino?
You idiots. It's called the Binocron. I guess you probably also think that its only power is to grant wishes?
No.
Well, now.
He also takes 70%.
That's true.
What sort of a power?
Oh, my rod.
It's a power move.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Gang, I'm going to take the Binocron, which, by the way, is an ancient cosmic entity. And I'm just going to...
We knew that he was old.
Yeah.
I suppose we knew he was cosmic.
And we're all entities, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you think about it.
Whatever. I'm going to take... the Binocron, destroyer of worlds, and hop through one of these portals. Hey, Kor, can you portal me, buddy?
Wait, Kor Balevor?
Yeah, you guys freed him, right?
Kor Balevor!
AJ, not the time. This isn't the time.
Also, I don't know if we all freed him. It was mostly a
fuck. Well, it was mostly me.
Oh, you did it? Yeah. Thank you so much, because now I've got these great portals and all this space magic, and it's amazing.
I'm on the other side of the portal. Just to be clear.
Yeah, we get it.
Buddy, we know. We know. Thank you.
What? The crows are still there?
Honestly, I deal with the crows because of the portals, but
don't
otherwise.
Try to kill them. It is.
I have a new skincare line.
Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
Okay.
Hey. I know I'm just an actor ship with a very questionable past, but you can't take Bino away from us. And I have, I think. Please remind me to do my guns work.
I think you ran out of ammo.
Please do not work. Good day. Whatever you were doing, ignore everything I just
said. I summon you, Binocron!
Emperor Bundeloy, you will not take Bino from us.
I'm literally doing it.
Right. I will fight you.
Oh God, he's already
I'm walking through the portal. Bye.
No!
Let
AJ! AJ, get the portal!
Okay, I got it open. Just a little bit. It's like about the size of a crew.
Get it wider.
Okay.
Wider!
C-53! AJ!
No, it's just...
Hey, Norman.
Hey, where are we?
Where is everybody?
I don't know, we got, like, transported somewhere. My molecules feel weird.
We must have gone through the portal and lost the others.
Oh, no. Those are like the smart and strong ones.
Okay. Well, you don't need to put a fine point on it like that.
Okay.
I do still have my Dingle Hopper.
Oh, good.
It's got some teeth marks in it, but otherwise seems functional.
All right, let's go get the Emperor.
Where are we?
This looks like it's some sort of like...
Are you going to head to the weird ritual that's happening that the Emperor is doing?
Yeah, I mean, I want to, but I'm sort of, like, not super religious, so I'm probably not going to go.
I will go, and I will make my deal.
All right, yeah, no, we'll all go, Enforcer Droid, if that's what you want to do.
We all go together.
All right.
Let's follow these guys, right?
All right, let's go.
So, okay.
Norman, keep up.
I'm trying.
Just get in my robe pocket. It's faster this way.
Oh, a lot of snacks in here.
Okay, those aren't for you.
Are they secret?
No.
Okay.
They're public to you and me at this point.
Did you hear the word snack?
Shh. Shut up. Sorry.
I heard the word snack.
I don't have any snacks. Why would I have any snacks?
Black, I bet that blade has snacks.
Why?
Just because he's cloned from you.
Yeah, I get that.
All right, well, we're all going. And hopefully no one's going to come up behind us and club us on the head. Yeah, I was worried about that, too. Oh, yeah, and ever since this Enforcer droid got back from Zaxxon, it just hasn't killed anybody. It's been weird.
Please, call me Kitty.
Oh, my God, it's Kitty.
I made an oil painting of everyone who's in this room at the beach.
Yeah, okay.
I will never kill again, because I am killing with these pancakes cut off the griddle.
All right. Well, the pancakes are to die for.
Don't say die.
Nope, sorry.
It reminds me of memories.
I wish we had a plan.
I wasn't going to club them. I was going to follow them to where they were going.
You can't club with a dinglehopper.
Yeah, that's actually the ideal use for it.
This pancake is too stale. I will leave it on the floor.
All right.
Okay, you grab the stale pancake. I'll use the dinglehopper.
Oh.
In retrospect, this is a very clear plan, and we sort of missed it for a while.
Okay.
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 Kitty, it's us. It's me, Plek, remember?
I remember. I two friends. My only friends in the
world.
Yeah. I now make sausage pizzazz pizzas.
That's really great, Kitty. Listen, I just need you to be willing to destroy a little bit more just one last time.
You want me to go deep inside to revisit the memories of the dead?
Okay, well, when you say it like that, it's a little irresponsible.
I can never unkill again.
Okay, all right. No, that's fine. You know what? Then maybe just kind of stand guard
or
something.
However, you are my friend. If you wish to use my body for destruction, I will enter peace mode, where I will go to a beach and dream.
Oh, no.
Kitty, we'll eject cube.
No, Kitty, no. Oh, boy. Wait a second. Nerman, look inside Kitty's head.
Yeah.
There's controls in there. You could sort of, I don't know, sort of like...
It's a mech!
I mean,
it's
sort of.
It's a huge mech!
I think it could work sort of like that.
What? Oh, man, I'm going to open the hugest can.
Whoa.
Wait, hello?
Sorry, it's me, CJ.
Oh, AJ. Oh, thank God. Okay.
Yeah, I thought that I had the portal open, but I think I was just tripping Billy's, and it just didn't work out. I think everyone split up. I'm so dumb.
AJ, we just need to figure out where we are.
Okay.
And then we can find
it's pretty dark
the rest
in here.
Of the crew.
Okay, I'm going to turn the light on. Dar, that sign. Well, don't let me do it myself. Bah.
Uh-huh. Sound it out.
Barracks. Oh, this is where all the clints like me sleep. What was that?
Cool. So we're going to turn around and we're going to have to now face a room full of clints that we just woke up.
Hey, Dar, I don't know about you.
Yeah?
But I'm ready to kick some ass.
You know, AJ, I think I'm starting to feel my postpartum aggression.
Does horse head know how to fight?
I mean, no, horse head is a baby, but they are also fully sized and love to tackle adults. Oh, wow, I've never seen so many clints at once ejecting their butt guns. Okay,
oh,
get
yeah,
ready.
It's a classic Bungo and Omega situation. Let's do it! Holy shit, that baby can fight. Go, horse that! Crush him! Oh, quick! Focus all fire on the cutest one. Do it!
You jump right in front of all those laser shots, just like every other person we meet in the Six Quadrant.
Yeah, I learned it from them. Dar.
You've been shot through the heart.
And you're to blame. You gave Horace a bad name.
It's
basic.
Listen, you're dying right now, but I'm pretty upset. It's a beautiful name. It's very common, but it's really beautiful.
Dar, Horsehead took out so many of the clans.
I'd say we're about 50-50.
I think that's probably toxic if you start comparing yourself to your child.
I don't know. I mean, we're pretty evenly matched. I mean, they are basically a clone of me,
I
so.
I wouldn't start down that path if you were you. Dar, I've seen things, incredible things. Let me just do a quick wrap-up speech. I've seen incredible things. I've seen the nebula off of
Gundar 12. I've seen a Clint push his butt gun half out and then back in. And I saw a lava planet. And that ducking rolled because I learned that lava was also rocks. But all these memories, they're like paste in rain. They're like paste in rain.
Aren't
oh,
you?
Wow. We're okay. I know where we are. I can smell it. I mean, look outside.
Oh, my rod.
Is this Shrimp Island?
It's Shrimp Island. Or at the time trade, Shrimp Island.
Marge.
Hey there. Welcome to Shrimp Island. The greatest timeshare you'll ever get to invest in.
Pierkin?
No, that's my enemy.
Oh.
I'm Michelle.
Okay, wow.
Listen, Michelle, we didn't intend to come here, as weird as that sounds.
No one ever intends to come to Shrimp Island, and they never intend to ever leave.
Oh, well, no, we do intend to leave. Our friends are actually...
Massages? Lotion for your home?
Wow, that sounds really good. Lotion
does sound great.
They just put a ship-sized lay on me. I mean...
Margie, the whole crew's back at the Planet Crusher. We gotta go back and rescue them.
Nah, we were fine here. I think we should just stay.
What are you talking about, Margie?
I was just acquitted of 150 crimes. And let me tell you, come close. I don't know if I'm innocent. Okay? I think it was a ballot box that was misused. I think some people texted twice.
Marge, there's no way to know that.
I voted twice.
Okay, so
you did.
For each side.
So you voted four times.
I wasn't convinced.
I'm having a conga line. You like to join it? We love shrimp.
Margie, we gotta get out of here for a number of reasons.
They're having fun. This is all they ever want to do. They always wanted to do adventures. They're all having a gas right now.
Margie, I don't want to call you out here on Shrimp Island. But this is sort
of... Did someone say shrimp telephone?
Yeah, no. What?
Are you gonna make a phone call to a fellow shrimp?
No, I don't.
Spoiler, telephone's made of shrimp.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Just back up for like 10 minutes,
back
please.
Back up the conga line.
Shrimp love weed. That's amazing.
Shrimp love weed.
I got coordinated on that so fast. Margie, we've been with you through so much, the ups, the downs, and you're not willing to help them now?
Do you know how long it'll take me to get back? I don't even know. It just seems very far. All we can do right now is just sit down and relax. So, go into Plex's little tiny cabinet room, and underneath the box uses as a mattress another box that's some sunscreen inside of it.
Wait, it's old though,
so it might be like full of weird like.
Margie, you kept the sunscreen. Like, look at this, that hyperproton fuel you've been hiding.
I've been hiding, I was very aware of them.
We can get back to the Planet Crusher in time to save them.
Yeah, but why would we do that?
Margie!
Okay, here's the thing, okay? I went through a crazy journey, alright? I feel like I'm lost, you know? And I'm just gonna stay here, just completely start over.
But Margie, think about it. What does Hollywood love more than a redemption story? This could be the next chapter of the Margie story.
Now they don't like me, they're over me.
Margie, you gotta go back for them. Don't you want to know how this story ends?
How does it end?
Only you can answer that question, Margie.
No, but tell me, I usually don't take new parts until I read the end.
Margie, you're gonna have to write this one yourself.
Can I have a ghostwriter? I'm not really good at writing.
I'm saying that's a metaphor, Margie. I'm not saying you're actually gonna write it. I'm saying whatever you do will become the end of the story.
As long as the percentage don't take that much, but I still get my name on it.
Margie, there's no one's gonna option this, okay?
Do I still play myself
yes,
in the story?
Absolutely. Yes, you're yourself in this story, Margie.
Okay. Who's playing the younger me?
Margie. Every second we wait could mean terrible things for the crew. We have to decide now.
Give me 5 good reasons.
Clexaniel Eugene Dexeter. AJ-2884.
I just met him.
Master Missions Operations Manager Nermi Bundeloy.
I don't know who that is.
Dar. You like Dar?
Yeah, I like Dar.
And Bino.
Bino.
Margie, Bino.
Will you sing with me, C-53?
No, I don't.
You take the high, I'll take the low.
I'm not. That's just not my range. Margie, if you take this hyperproton field and we use some of B-Rock's smuggling routes, we might just be able to get back to the planet Crusher in time.
I already took it.
Hey, Norma, check it out.
Yeah, what?
There's a little display on the wrist of this armor. It gets a map to the whole area.
Hang on, let me rotate this hulking droid.
It doesn't matter. You just take my word for it.
Okay.
There's a map on my wrist that shows where to go.
What does this rotating cannon button do, you think?
Don't press that.
Okay.
Why would you press that? Let go!
Okay.
Listen, we just have to go this way. I think they said there was some sort of ritual happening.
Yeah, a Sparks Night ritual. Do you think it's in there?
That could be. Alright, listen, play it cool.
Nermi Bundeloy.
Always.
Emperor of the galaxy. Take the power of the Beanacron as my own.
And I, Kai Shmralis, will have the honor of invoking black sorcery.
That's what I'm talking about.
Combined with the Beanacron.
Yes, excellent.
Yes, and I, Bordoff, am the witness to sign.
Alright, no, okay. We know.
Yes, but I will take photos of the moment.
Take what?
Dad, you want to remember.
Bordoff, yes. Just, like, sure. You know, kind of stay in your lane. Do you know what I mean? This is sort of more of a ritual.
But I'm the heir to the throne.
Heir? Mm-hmm. We haven't. In no way.
Okay.
If anything, Justin, my son, is going to be inheriting everything.
Dad?
Justin! Daddy's busy!
Dad,
Daddy's busy!
Practice in 30 minutes!
Daddy loves you, but Daddy is trying to integrate with an ancient cosmic entity right now.
You're such a nerd.
Sounds
Justin,
good.
Justin, you cannot talk to me like that.
Whatever, I'm gonna go.
Kill or destroy him, Master.
Kor, no. For the thousandth time, no. He's my little bud.
He must be punished for his insolence.
Sounds like Justin doesn't want to be the heir. I, Bordoff.
Bordoff?
Yes.
No, you're not my son. That would be so weird. Can we just merge me with the Beanacron so
yes,
I can get
yes.
the ultimate power and I will become the All Wheat!
Wow.
Does everyone, what does everyone think about that?
I like it.
Sounds good.
Delicious yeah. cereal.
Really? I don't like it if that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good.
The All Wheat. He goes, my last name is Ball Wheat and it's like super powerful. Do you guys get that?
No,
yes.
Cereal corn.
The rest of my council agrees, Bordoff. Just, like, stand outside.
I'm head door guard.
Sure. If that's what gets you through the day, sure. All right, guys, thank you so much. Everybody here, I just really appreciate you. Thank you for your feedback. Anyway, all right, okay, let's get to it.
It's most important if you like it, Master.
Yeah, I do. Can we please start the ritual now, people? Kor, let's...
Stop right there.
What?
Nermit Bundeloy, put the bean down.
I don't have a bean.
Nermit.
Yeah.
Who are you? You look like a plint.
I'm the first plint.
My name is Plexaniel Eugene Dexeter, and it is my destiny to destroy
Yay.
You and
oh, okay.
reunite
so,
the galaxy.
We definitely don't like that name.
No,
no way.
My council. Yeah, so council, what do you... The
no,
All
no,
Wheat is good.
No,
what do you guys
no,
think of Plexaniel Eugene no, Dexeter? No, kicking around?
No.
I'm happy.
No.
Not quack.
What a mouthful.
Drop the Beanacron.
No, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Then prepare to feel the wrath of my Dinglehopper.
Whoa, it's glowing.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Kor, continue the ritual. This won't take long.
It will be done, my lord.
Oh gosh, I'm glad you guys are fighting in this secure, enclosed area and not that crazy catwalk over there.
Nermit,
yeah.
Shoot those guys. Okay, what are you doing?
All right. Black Daniel, join me on this catwalk.
No, let's just fight here.
No, we won't. There are no railings here, and there's precipices on either side.
I don't know why we would do that.
Why? Where else would we fight?
In the middle of this area? Room where it's sort of like an even plank?
This is better. This is... I literally think it goes to an air duct. I don't know where it quite goes. It's just kind of cutting through the space.
If either of us falls off, it'll be, I mean, literally days before we hit anything.
I think what will actually... I'll be honest. When I've heard a couple of Clints have fallen off, just kind of randomly, and I think the thing is it's so big that they fall, and then the gravity balances them out, so they just sort of hover.
So they fall and then die of old age?
What, is he going to be a part of this, or...
Nermit?
Yeah. I shot up all the sparks nets, I'm out of ammo. Except Kor, who's behind, like, a force field or something.
Okay, well then, I don't know, moral support?
Onto another catwalk.
Oh, what?
Join me, Dexter.
You're just... How many more of these catwalks?
I mean, look around. There's tons.
Yeah,
of them.
There's quite a few.
This place is just lousy with. We're both moving so fast. You're using the space well. You're finding your life.
Beano, we're finding the life.
Beano, help me, okay?
Beano, tired.
Why? You just woke up.
Beano just been born. Beano tired.
I was just sitting on the Emperor's shoulder like a little bird.
Beano wants to help, but Beano, sleepy.
The Beanocron is weak. Once it fuses with my whackness, it will be fully powered. And I will be the most invincible thing in the galaxy!
I'll never let that happen!
Bordoff, do something about the lizard!
Oh, now you need old Bordoff. Joe, come crawling back to Bordoff. Say that I'm the heir.
What? No, my son Justin is the heir.
I said you're a nerd.
Justin! Daddy's on a catwalk fighting now!
What's your data password?
Justin! It's Bermit Nundaloy!
Are you serious?
It's an inversion of my name.
Is it with an E or a 3? An O or a 0?
No, that hacker I talked to told me that it'd be more secure if I used numbers, so it's
Black,
B.
Now's your chance! 3,
backwards R.
AJ, stay with me, buddy, okay? AJ, everything's gonna be okay.
This is the end of the road for me, Dar. If I can impart one piece of wisdom that I've gleaned
from... It's how you get the gun up your butt?
No, what? It's just up my butt. Why would... I'm dying. Don't make this about that.
I'm sorry. I know this is much... I should be far more reverent.
Dar, my last words are these. I want you to see my face.
It's covered in paste.
That's right. Just always remember to lock and.
Why?
Oh, wait. The tube is working again. Oh, yeah, I got shot. And the tube was there over my heart, and it was also the very thickest part of my armor. Dar, I'm alive!
All right, AJ, look, we have to go find the others.
Yeah,
let's go,
and
come on.
The best news is that the shot fixed my tube.
Perfect.
It sounds amazing. It's just like new. Oh, man. Oh, Horsack grabbed it.
Oh, they like it.
Yeah, I'm totally
AJ,
cool with
you.
It. It's totally cool, because it wasn't a baby
Now we
toy.
Have to go find the others. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Yeah.
Please, monkey roots are fast. What if
you were in like a spy picture? You ever thought about being in a movie where you play like a secret agent?
Yeah. What if instead of a secret agent, I was a small fish made of water? I was a fish made of water.
Oh my gosh, Marty! My
brain was there. I know. Marty plays a fish made of water.
Going so fast.
Wait,
C-53, what if we made a podcast again?
All right, Margie, that is the best idea ever, right?
Talk about pop culture. What's your favorite thing of pop culture right now?
Well, on first episode, we're talking about pop culture, it's Margie and C-53.
Us pop brought to you by Hyper Proton Fuel.
Yeah, if you like Hyper Proton Fuel, you can listen to this podcast.
Oh, boy, here's some sound effects. Beep, bop, boop, bop, beep, boop. Our special guest tonight is our brains.
Listen, the pop culture I'm really into right now. Have you ever listened to
Time at Gear 3? I love Time at Gear 3, but I think that they've done the best work in the past and they should break up as a band.
Oh, yeah. That's a controversial opinion, but you're not wrong.
What do you think of the newest movie by Spaceship Spielship?
Spaceship Spielship is such a great director, and I like that he's gotten to a stage in his career where he's just doing stuff for him.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, that's the Planet Crusher Crusher. That's all time we got for today. So tune in next time after we crash.
Like, visit Bob, let's support us on Patreon.
Like, subscribe.
Dex.
Well, he's hanging by one hand.
It's clear.
Sherman, relax.
Huh?
We all can see what's happening.
You think you can defeat me? Kor Balefor is already doing the spell that will unite me with the Binocron forever.
Not if I knock you off into this bottomless pit.
But I know you, Dexter. You value mercy. You won't let me die.
Give me back Bino and I'll let you live.
Bino don't feel so good.
Hand me the bean.
Guys, sorry to interrupt, but look out that window.
It's Bargy.
Going fast.
Oh, no. I can't believe the plate glass window in this throne room is so fragile.
God damn that Zwok Tambui.
Why would you let him design
it's
this?
It's the aesthetic. It's the look and feel.
Oh.
Black.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Back up, Zwok.
Okay.
AJ, Star, Horsehand.
Yeah.
The baby killed like 20 guys.
Wow.
I just realized I crashed into a Planet Crusher Crusher. Do I look okay?
C-53, did you ride on the hood of Bargy the whole way?
I don't know why I did that. I got out of the ship and crawled on the front.
He was like, I'm going to ride you.
While you were in hyperspace?
I took a lot of glass. Right to the face. Yeah. I run.
Oh.
No.
Wait, Pop, would you just beat the Emperor?
Emperor Bundeloy, you see all these people? They're my friends. And that's what makes me fresh as hell. Fresh as shit. Fresh as Juck, baby.
Are you workshopping your tagline? Or?
A lot of them sounded bad, so I started over.
Oh, I know all about friendships. I know about 6 best friends who want to keep you on the outside. You and I are quite alike.
It's actually pretty different.
But don't you have... It's almost numbers-wise just the same, right? There's like...
Yeah, but... me, C-53, Bargy,
the lizard, the clone, the...
Right.
No.
H-A.
I mean, yes, it's the same number of friends, but
now don't you feel on the outside?
Horse hat and Bino, it is 6.
Your job's a joke. You're broke. Your love life's DOA.
His
love life is...
It's like you're always stuck in second gear.
Papa!
What?
I'll be here for you.
Thank you, AJ.
Bino will save the crew.
No, Bino. No.
Bino love tickling.
What are you doing?
What?
Bino save crew.
So
Bino
weird.
Cron, why are you doing it? And it is a creepy way to do it.
It's weird. So weird.
Bino love tickling. Bino save crew for tickling.
Why? Why would you do it this way?
It's
Bino! Oh, no!
Oh,
no!
Ah!
No!
What?
No!
But you did it! You defeated the Emperor and fulfilled your destiny!
Yeah, I did!
Guys, what is that noise?
Well, it's rumbling.
That could be good.
Why would it be good?
I don't know, I'm just hopeful.
It is complete!
Oh no. Okay, guys, I think we gotta get out of here.
Wow, there's like a lot of clouds and red lightning.
Okay, we gotta go. Bargie, open the hatch.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, God. It feels like I'm walking
Bargie, we gotta get out of here.
But, I know, but after you have hyperproton fuel, you need to take it a little easy. Okay,
I get that.
Why don't you back off?
Okay.
Yeah, Papa, I almost died. We're all going all
right,
this shit.
Backing up very slowly.
Yeah, Marge, take your time now.
Let's gingerly back out of this.
Okay.
Let's gingerly back out. Let's do
this. Let's go.
Guys, look. The Planet Crusher crushes collapsing on itself.
Whoa. It's a lot of
my rod.
Mystical energy and stuff.
Super dense.
Whatever.
What? God.
So wait, this is what you guys do during missions?
IT5, credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Papa Plek Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 and Quaid Blismo were played by Jeremy Bent. Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Barge the Ship, Horse Hap the Doula, Susan Prosecutifer, and Michelle were played by Mujan Zalfagari. Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy, Hastula Winko, and Bordoff were played by Seth Lind. AJ, Emperor Nermit Bundeloy, The Clints, and Vino were played by Winston Knoll. This episode features appearances by Brendan Lee Mulligan as Cor Balevor, as well as production babies Manny Lind and Arlo Ford, joining forces to play Baby Horsehat. This episode was edited by Seth Lind and Alden Ford, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell, recorded at Bronze Studios in Brooklyn, New York. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Fane's Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Opening call narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network. A special thanks to everyone who voted this week to determine the fate of the Bargerian Jade. This concludes Season 3 of Mission to Zix. Thank you for listening.
You wept as we crafted the tragic tale of Jar Jar, a Star Wars story.
Yeah. Dude, like, he forgives Darth Vader. Lisa still love you, Annie. Yeah.
You gasped out loud at the shocking twists of Face Off 2, Faces Wild.
He takes his kid's face.
What?
Now, we're writing an entire screenplay week by week on Storybrick Season 2, Heaven Heist. Hey folks, Freddie Wong here with some exciting news about Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have 1 hour to spin cinematic gold. We're shaking up our format by turning Heaven Heist, one of our favorite ideas we've ever come up with on the show, into a full screenplay.
Heaven Heist is an action comedy about a crew of misfit gangsters robbing the Celestial Bank of Heaven. Think of Coco meets Point Break.
Join us as we write this crazy movie scene by scene and get an inside look at the screenwriting process on our podcast Story Break every Thursday on MaximumFun.org.
Okay, Margie, we only have 45 seconds to let people know about Cube to Cube, our podcast.
Oh, it's an amazing podcast. We talk about pop culture, pop culture. We talk about movies.
We're talking about Hollows. We're talking about TV shows. We're talking about...
Hollows stars, dead and alive. Which ones we do, which ones we forget. And then we'll talk about all things that made us angry this week. Oh, boy.
What's your atmosphere?
What's your deal? That's the movie title and not the actual thing. I love Atmosphere for real life.
Oh, real life Atmosphere is fantastic. Everyone loves it. We're talking about music.
Books are all about, like, C-53. What's something you saw this week that blew your mind?
I watched a little insect called Belief, and I was like, whoa!
Whoa, I hated that insect. I have a different opinion. I'm crazy.
Wow, that's going to be a lot of good chatter about the insect called Belief. You got to listen to Cube to Cube as an emergency.
Subscriber.
throw away the key.
So stupid.
I got one more.
Don't do the grime if you can't do the time.
Tick tock.
You know, Bubba, also while I was on the hyperproton fuel, I managed to get most of the way through that transmission if you want to take a listen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
It's really an advertisement for drugs.
This is Captain Hart Tortugast. I'm signaling whoever I can from my escape pod stuck in deep space. I've been using a series of interdimensional crystals I've taken from a digital nexus with the hopes that this transmission might glance upon a six-dimensional microchip and allow me to broadcast my voice outside the reach of the hated Emperor. To all those who would stand against the Emperor, we need your help.
Story, AJ.
Well, we need to get into contact with Hark and Sisu right away. Start scanning frequencies, see if we can find where they're broadcasting from.
That just seems like a lot right now. Let's deal with it later. Like, next season.
Wait, is this Star Katarn, or what season are we talking here?